Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1097, getting back to our Hilchas Brachas. Okay, we're trying to finish off the Halachas of Kedima, the Brachas, the order of Brachas. We're coming towards the end, and then Bezrus Hashem, I've mentioned in the past, I want to go back to the Halachas of Shinoi Mokaim. How does that work? The Halachic change of place. The famous question, a person has the coffee in the car, out the car, a person has the bottle of water, traveling, how does that work? They're going shopping all day long. The bus is honking outside after the mother has to grab the child off the bus quickly, but one second, the coffee's on the table, right? And a person, goes outside and throws out the garbage for a second, they run right back. Is that a problem? What about if it's a piece of cake together with the coffee? We've spoken about all these things along the line, but I think it's of extreme importance that we go through it again and fine-comb the inyan of Shinoi Mokaim, as to many, many people are constantly asking, myself included, this question, that question, the coffee, the bottle of water, and all around. And what about outside? A person is in the park. How does that work? Where do we draw the line over there? Do you need fences? Not fences. Backyard, closed off, not enclosed. These are very complicated questions which come up constantly on a daily basis. So I think it's of extreme importance. Bezrus Hashem, after we finish Kedima Bebrachas, I would like to fine comb and review and chazer over all the halachas of Shinoi Mokaim and go through many, many various different examples and see how they apply. Okay, but an interesting question which actually came up. I actually found its source, and we've discussed it real quickly in the past, but we didn't really get into it. I just want to get into it a little bit because, again, it's something which comes up all the time. That is, the person's eating two foods, right? I sit down, for example, I sit down to drink a cup of soda, and I have in mind also my coffee. I'm going to have a coffee in 5 minutes also. I have my geshmaka coffee, right? But first I want to sit down and make a shahakal on my soda, which is fine. You don't have to bedavka make the bracha on the coffee, even though you like the coffee more. It's chaviv, but the coffee I'm not drinking right now. I want to drink it afterwards. It's not in front of me, whatever the case is. Even though the coffee is chaviv, more desirable, I would be allowed to drink the soda in this case, and I make the shahakal on the soda, and I have in mind the coffee. Okay, so now the question which comes up, that I drank the soda, I drank the right amount, which is a revius, roughly 3 ounces, right? In the time it takes the person to drink two gulps. Now, I didn't want to explain that. We constantly explain this. We want to keep in mind that the sheer of drinking, one has to be careful. The amount of time it takes a person to drink two gulps, which is the sheer kadesh siyas revius, the amount of time it takes a person to drink a revius, which is roughly, it's a machleik, it's various different poskim. Some hold 2 to 4 seconds, some hold a little longer time, but be it as it may, the amount of time that it takes a person to take two gulps with one small pause in between, that's how Rabban explains it, two gulps of a drink with one small pause in between, that amount of time is what they should drink, the roughly 3 ounces, in order to be able to make the Bairi Nefashis. Now, if they went further, B'di'evid, there are quite a number of Paiskim. The Mishabura brings down the Gra and others, Major Achroinim and the Paiskim, who say we can rely on that also today to go up to B'chdei Achilles Pras, which is roughly 4 minutes. Rabadna brings down also that should be, if you're doing that, especially with drinks, to try and keep it under 3 minutes. Again, a case in time, it's B'di'evid. But we want to keep in mind it's b'di'evit. We want to make sure to do everything l'chatchila, and l'chatchila, Mishabura says clear like that, l'chatchila, what one should do in order to make a bar nefesh is to drink 3 ounces, roughly, again, a revius, which is roughly 3 ounces of the drink under in the amount of time it takes a person to drink two gulps, with a small pause in between. Okay, so once you have that, and then so you make the burn fush, it's fine. So the case, what we want to talk about in the next few shiurim is, so that's a separate issue. We always want to review that the shiurim of eating, we constantly review, even though I must have said it about 175 times already, but this is our life. Baruch Hashem, Hashem gives us food, and this is how we live. We eat and drink, and we have to know halachically how to make the bracha, the amount we have to eat, and in the amount of time. time, it shouldn't come out chas v'shalom a bracha levatala or so on. Okay, so be it as it may, but the question is what we're going to talk about. Good, so I drank the 3 ounces and the 2 gulps, fine, no problem, the soda, and I'm done. I'm not done, I want to drink my coffee, and I had, when I made the shahakal on the soda, I had in mind the coffee. Good, so I finished my soda, that's what I'm saying, I'm done with the soda. Now I forgot, I slipped up, I made a bracha achroina before I drank the coffee. Oh, now we got a problem. One second. When I made the shahakal on the soda, I had in mind the coffee, right? Okay, so that's very good. That helps. Now you can go ahead and drink the coffee. No, one second. You just made a bur nefeshes. By mistake, I forgot, whatever. I didn't realize. I slipped up. I was dreaming. I made a bur nefeshes on my soda. Now what do I do with the coffee? And I want to drink now my coffee. Should I make a new shahakal on my coffee? Or do we say, no, what do you mean? You made already a shahakal. Yeah, but I made a bur nefeshes. Would that cut it off? Would that be an automatic cutoff and I would have to make a new shahakal on my coffee? How do we work this situation? And of course, this situation comes up with anything. I'm eating a bag of cookies. I sit down, I make a bur mezonos on my cookies and I eat the right amount, a kezayis, bechtei achilas pras, right, a kezayis of cookies under a 4 minute period. Fine, very good. But when I made the mezonos on my cookies, I had in mind cake. There's some geshmaka cake in the fridge. I'm going to take out. I had it in mind when I made the bracha on the cookies. Very good. So it covers the cake too, so I don't have to make a bracha on the cake. But as soon as I finished the cookies, right, and I ate the right shear, now I made my al hamichya. Again, I forgot. I forgot about the cake, whatever the case is, and I made my al hamichya. I shouldn't say I forgot about the cake. That could be Hesach Hadas. But be it as it may, I slipped up. I forgot, and I made a al hamechia after the cookies, right? So now, one second. But I had in mind when I made the mezonos the cake. I want to go eat the cake. What do I do with the cake now? And I'm going to eat the cake. Finish. Question is, should I make a bracha on the cake, a new mezonos, right? Or should I not? Do we say that on the bracha I made on the cookies now covered the cake also, right? Or do we say, no, what do you mean? You just made al hamichya automatically cuts off the first bracha. That's an automatic hesech hadas, as we say. And now you need a new mezonos. So that's what I want to discuss in the next few shiurim. And we'll get into great detail into that shaila. I came across it in the Bir Halacha, the actual source of it. Last time we actually read it quickly from the Sefer Yisrael Halachas, which was also good. But I want to just go through the source of it, which is the Bir Halacha, which we'll see, and get it straight and have an understanding how to work this situation, because this comes up all the time. Okay, Hatzlacha Merachah, Kol Tov. Thank you for listening.